This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. After a three-year economic slump, the fashion industry is back in the black. But the color black is not back. What's in this season? Bright, vibrant colors. And that puts reporter Jessica Siegel in a dark mood.
It's code red in New York, not to mention fandango pink, leafy green, and lavendula? That's a kind of purple. Even downtown, late at night, women are wearing colors from all over the rainbow, like at the chic fashion industry party. Can it be? Basic black is no longer basic?
I feel fluffy and fabulous.
Fashion author Karen Rabinowitz has gone so far from black, she's wearing nuclear white, an outrageous feathered jacket that's bright and fuzzy as a poodle after a shampoo. Though it's true she didn't start out the night that way.
When I was getting dressed, I had on all black, and I looked at myself and thought, I look so boring. I don't want to wear this. I want to be fun.
Tragic, isn't it? The color of night used to mean something. It had special power, which evolved over many decades from dowager to femme fatale and today's urban woman's uniform. Let's look back.
I wish I were a woman of 36, dressed in black satin with a string of pearls.
You wouldn't be here with me if you were.
So what's Laurence Olivier's problem? He's searching for an ingenue type, a girl, and girls don't wear black. Women wear black, as in the little black dress. It means sophisticated, worldly. And that meaning hasn't changed much in the remake of The Stepford Wives, which again gets into the battle of the sexes over the same color in women's clothing. In the movie, fired TV exec Nicole Kidman asks her long-suffering hubby Matthew Broderick how can she save their marriage. And you know what the dweeb says?
We're in the country now, so no more black.
No more black? Are you insane?
You heard me. Only high-powered, neurotic, castrating Manhattan career bitches wear black.
That says it all. And to show her submission, she changes into a white dress and yellow pinafore.
Do I really look okay?
Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
You look kind of like Betty Crocker.
Look, I'm trying to make an effort to change.
From there, it's just a baby step to the mental lobotomy of wearing pink, which is also this season's hot color. Gals, just hold on, resist the pink, because help is on the way. From famed historian Valerie Steele, museum curator of the Fashion Institute of Technology, what was she wearing for our interview?
Black pants, black t-shirt, black jacket, black sandals, black watch band.
What's all this black about?
Well, it's very New York, isn't it?
Oh, yes it is, for the last 20 years. So why did these dark styles from 1980s designers like Donna Karan catch on for so long with urban women?
They were sick of purple. They were sick of all of these bright 70s colors. And they started to see black as being, in some sense, a mysterious color, a powerful color, a color that seemed a little bit deviant.
It was also a generational shift as black became the dress for success color of a new breed of career women.
Their moms were not wearing black, right? Their moms were wearing some kind of nice pink or yellow or beige or blue. I mean, black was a sort of taboo color for a while.
And women clung to that feeling, even though the retail industry has been pushing all different parts of the spectrum for years. That's how we got that saying about gray being the new black or blue being the new black. Well, you know the joke. Yet black has staying power that always seems to beat predictions of its demise. That's because it's powerful and practical. It doesn't show dirt, and it looks classy, even in cheaper fabrics. And there's another reason women love it.
They feel safer in black because at least they know they look 10 pounds thinner in black. But you can get the same effect by wearing a dark, you know, another dark, a navy blue or something.
Are you sure?
It's said that you can look just as thin in navy blue.
Don't count on it. And don't throw out those old duds just yet. Because no matter what they say, black will always be the new black. For Day to Day, this is Jessica Siegel.